This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Monty alert, Monty alert, mamas. We got Monty in the house. What do you have to say, Monty?
He says, hey, y'all. He looks humongous right now. To the audio listeners, the way I have my camera set up, he actually looks like he could kill me with one bite. Literally bite me like a banana.
What? Why was that my food of reference for like a big bite? Like, they're... Hey. Anyways, change of scenery once again in the Ben of the Week I Almost Died podcast cinematic universe. We are in my friend's room because it's daytime, but he has sunlight blocking shades in his, or like blinds, whatever you call them, and I don't feel like being in the sunlight today. I feel like living my Edward Cullen fantasy of being a vampire. I don't know why I did a British accent. I mean, the actor is British in real life, but Edward Cullen, not British, very much living in Washington State. Why is he giving me the cold shoulder right now? It's like fully showing you his butt. Anyways, today I have a topic that I've been thinking about for a while now. Listen, my memory, y'all, is, like, fully going. Like, I think I have 3 years left of, like, actually being able to remember things and events and people. So, my apologies if I've talked about this before. I need to, like, have a chit. Like, every time I say anything, I need to write it down and be like, did I ever say that? And then be like, yes or no. But, I want to talk about, this is a topic that comes up like quite a bit all the time, especially with the rise of TikTok and social media. Pretty privilege. Okay. Monty has it, as you can tell. He's a little pretty puppy. That just sounded like I'm just like promoting bestiality. This is a mess of an episode. This episode is falling apart, guys. Okay, we're going to save it. I guess I'll start off on like where me pondering the situation came from. So, first of all, a lot of the time, like whenever there's like a TikTok or like social media person that blows up based on their looks, people always like to like talk about pretty privilege and like kind of accrediting their successes like down to their looks. And that is like a very real thing that happens, and there definitely is people who are big on social media that literally got there because of their looks. Not saying anything against them, like they just popped out the womb with their genetics, like it's not really their fault. But I was thinking about how weird. Sorry, I had a piece of sushi stuck in my throat. I was thinking about how weird it is that we as humans like place higher value on other humans that we see as like conventionally pretty. Like how genuinely bizarre that is. And it makes me wonder like how long that will last for. So like, I don't know, ever since like advertising and whenever that started, I don't know, like, what was Jesus placing ads for, like, his, like, to join him? Like, was he, like, putting on posters, like, in Jerusalem and be like, yo, doing a Zoom meeting for anyone who wants to join me and my religion? Like, when did they start advertisements? I don't know. Let's say, like, the 1800s. But, like, ever since then, no. Actually, it probably goes further back. Probably, like, the 18... Wait, I just said 1800s. Whenever they had, like, kings and queens, I feel like they were, like, obsessed with beauty and stuff. And things like that. I just took y'all on, like, a whole thought train. That train went all around the world. That was a dang Snowpiercer thought train. Anyways, I was thinking genuinely, and this might step on some people's toes, but genuinely, what purpose does beauty have at all in the world? Genuinely. Okay? For example, I feel like when people see models, genuinely above average attractiveness level people, they're more often than not gonna feel bad after. So say, for example, you see a freaking Abercrombie and Fitch ad, and it's a bunch of guys running around shirtless. I don't know. If you're a guy and you may not fit, like, the general beauty standard, you will see that and probably feel bad. Now, on the other hand, if you're a girl and you see, I don't know, like, this is such an overused example, like, Victoria's Secret models, like, literally an almost impossible beauty standard, you're gonna see that and probably feel bad. And for so many things that are being advertised, like clothing, beauty, fashion, blah, 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 all of that stuff, it's, they tend to use models that are obviously very attractive. And it makes me wonder if seeing models, and obviously this, like, doesn't apply to everyone, but I do feel like it's a huge portion of people that feel this way. Me just speaking on behalf of the entire earth. Wow, look at me go. Why put people that are going to make other people feel bad? Now, that's not to say, that's not like to demonize anyone that is attractive. I'm not just like looking like a little bridge troll over here being bitter about everyone that looks like freaking Ryan Reynolds. No, kind of. But how long is that going to last? And now, by the way, I feel like things are already kind of changing. Like, for example, you see a lot more ads nowadays that use and, like, feature people that actually look more average, like, not, like, adhering to these extreme measures of, like, the typical beauty standard. So you're not seeing people that, like, are extremely underweight, and you're seeing people that are a healthy weight. So I think that's good. I feel like things are definitely changing, but it blows my mind. It's like, and I was talking to some friends about this because we were talking about, what were we talking about? How, like, reality TV shows and stuff, they want to pick attractive people because that's what people want. And I disagreed. I said people don't want to see attractive people 24/7. Like, that, I feel like, just makes a lot of people feel bad. You would rather see people who look like you or your friends or people around you rather than, like, I don't know, like, freaking Photoshop creations walking around. It's crazy. It's really crazy. So that was one thought I had recently. I really want Monty to turn around. Like, he's actually just, he got up here, showed his butthole, and then laid down. Turn around, Monty. Dogs have it so easy. He just shocked me and then, like, got offended. Dogs have it so easy. They literally don't have to feel insecure ever. You don't have to feel insecure ever, Monty. Well, actually, there's, like, dogs on, like, the bags of food that he has. It'll be, like, a freaking, like, like a German shepherd looking all majestic in the wild, like literally one strand of DNA away from being like a wolf. I wonder if Monty looks at that, like literally being a puffball, like an actual marshmallow of a dog. And I wonder if he sees that and like feels self-conscious.
Do you feel self-conscious, Monty?
That would actually make me so sad. Stop. That's actually so depressing. I wonder if animals get insecure and self-conscious. Oh, you're cute, Monty. Everyone loves you. Monty has pretty privilege, though. So, like, literally, well, he's kind of a white-eyed, crusty white-eyed dog. He could have pretty privilege if he, like, worked on it. But I just really didn't even talk about pretty privilege. Okay, so that was, like, on one hand, just, like, the whole basis of, like, beauty that I think is kind of crazy. Next kind of thing I want to talk about is, like, vanity. So, I'm going to Coachella. I'm going to poop myself. Like, I'm actually so excited, beyond excited. I've never been before. I have seen all the YouTuber vlogs in the past of people who have gone, their experiences. So I kind of know like a little bit of what to expect. But one thing that I really like, oh God, I have a big hiccup coming on. That was almost throw up. One thing that I always kind of overlooked and never really cared about was the outfits. And I feel like this phenomenon kind of began 2016. I mean, I didn't really know about Coachella before, like, influencers made it a thing and all. But, oh, Monty just, like, I think farted. That's so great. I don't think I ever really knew about it. But it is such a phenomenon for people to go to Coachella literally just to take pictures and leave. Like, people will go to that music festival, take their pictures in the morning, not even see a single show, and then leave. That is so crazy to me. That's actually crazy. That is actually cuckoo monkey bonkers. So, like, that part, like, listen, here's the thing. I love, like, fashion, and I love putting on fun clothes and things like that. But I just feel like Coachella is just not the place for that. I'm sorry. Hot take over here. Boo, 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 boo. Whoa, why did that just activate Monty? Listen, I feel like there's, obviously, like, you're gonna wear some fun clothes, but Coachella, from what I've heard, is a place where it is about survival, okay? This is a place where you are in the desert. In almost summer heat, your lungs are filling with sand, you're getting sunburns all over, water is sparse, and it is really like a marathon. And then you spend 12 hours jumping up and down listening to loud music. And people are worried about their outfits! That makes no sense to me. Sorry, but it doesn't. So, with that in mind, I have been planning my outfits, but I'm basically going to do shorts and t-shirt, I think, the entire time. And I'm going to have, I want to make, like, some funny, goofy shirts, because I still want it to be, like, notable. But no, it blows my mind. Like, all I can think about is, like, the, all I can think about is the James Charles outfits where he's, like, got, like, literally his butt cheek out. Like, falling off the bone. Sorry. Monty did not. Why does he look like that right now? He's really giving me, like, such side eye. He's like, wow, what did you just say? I am there for the music. Sorry. I have a whole list of artists that I will be seeing that I will, like, literally fight tooth and nail to see. Like, the amount of emphasis and importance I'm placing on my outfits is literally going to be 1% of my brain space being occupied while I'm at Coachella. I couldn't care less. However, I just know that it's going to be a reoccurring theme
the whole time I'm there. So I'm like stressed. I'm like, what if I'm like underdressed or something? Because there's such a high bar for what you wear that I'm like, oh gosh, now I actually have to put some effort in, which I didn't want to do before because Monty did not need to see your wiener. Side note, this is like the first boy dog that I've ever been around and I don't like it. I mean, I love Monty, but having female dogs is so much nicer because they don't sit down next to you and freaking brush up against you with their wingalongo. And it makes you want to throw up. Anyways, we'll get more into my Coachella plans right after this quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just emerged from the little bun that is Monty. So I guess, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, but as y'all know, one of the things in life that I just really dislike the most is like people being fake on Instagram and like Instagram picture vanity. Where it's like doing experiences just for the Instagram picture makes me actually want to chop my head off, use the last remaining amount of motor skills in my body to pick my head up, put it in the microwave, and start it for 10 minutes with my head in there. And I feel like that might be what I deal with at Coachella. So I sound so bitter this episode. It's actually so funny, but what's a little bit of sugar without some bitter? I love just making up these sayings, like off the top of my head, pretending that y'all know what I'm actually talking about. Like I actually sound mad. I don't know. I don't know why it like bothers me so much because it really shouldn't. Like people are just minding their own business. Oh, Monty, he looks just flattened. What in the world? How did he do that? Like it really isn't hurting anyone, but it also kind of is in a sense. No, it's not really hurting anyone. Let's just leave it at that. I could go into it more, but I don't want to step on any toes. Okay, now let's finally get to pretty privilege now that I freaking ranted about Coachella for like 6 minutes. I'm literally ranting about Coachella before I've even gone. Wow, who's doing it like me? Okay, pretty privilege. Okay, listen, I know I'm like very self-deprecative and make a lot of jokes at my own expense all the time. I don't know, that's just like my humor and this is what I like to do. But I also recognize that I'm not the most bridge troll looking person on earth, okay? So like I feel like hypocritical, like talking about like pretty privilege when I don't know, maybe two people out there have like been like, oh, he's attractive. So take this all with a grain of salt. Take everything I say with a grain of salt because I'm a blabbering idiot. But I hope that one day pretty privilege as like a whole fully disappears, because it actually is the craziest thing. Like if you really think about like what pretty privilege is, like actually just treating someone higher or giving them better opportunities just because like they have bones in their face in a certain correct or
more beauty standardly place, or their skin might have better genetics, so it's smoother, or things like that. And that leads them to, like, get a better job, or get, like, literally so many other things. It actually blows my mind, because it is something that, one, for the most part, you can't control, and two, like, has literally nothing to do with you as a person. Like, we have such topical views of each other, and, like, especially with social media, how you can, like, fully, like, see someone and not know a single thing about them and not know their personality or anything, but just see, like, their face and what they look like, and you make full judgments and assumptions of them based on that. That is bonkers. That is cuckoo bonkers. Like, we're actually... Okay, Monty. Like, we're actually, like, freaking... What is the word? Like, going backwards as society. Like, genuinely. I feel like it's one of the dumbest things that humans do and have been doing. Like, it's not just a new thing. Obviously, social media makes it so much worse, especially considering that you can just, like, edit your face, look like whatever. Which, by the way, I don't edit my pictures, but I will say sometimes I take pictures and I'm just too lazy to shave. So sometimes I will edit off facial hair because I would rather die. I would rather be shot in the street by a firing squad than see people have people see me with a beard or something. That is not happening. That is not happening. I thought I had a bug in my hair. Anyways, so that's how I feel about pretty privilege, but I want to talk about, like, how, like, it's in so many different things that we don't even realize. Like, it's so easy to think of it just in, like social media term sense, but it truly is, like, a huge way that people can be discriminated. And, like, I am fully against treating people any differently. Treating any, wow, look at this just fall apart. Look at this sentence literally just fall into the depths of hell. I'm fully against treating anyone differently because of anything physically about them. Like, and then but then it's, like, so normalized in society to, like, praise people for being pretty. Like, they didn't do nothing. Like, that. I guess you could be like, your mom and dad, congratulations to them for finding two other conventionally attractive people and then making a baby. If you want to be a weirdo, you can do that. But, like, there's, like, it's so, I feel like, to get, I'm so bitter. To, like, give someone a compliment and be like, you're so pretty. Like, okay. Now, listen, the few times that has happened to me, I just don't know what to do with it. Like, I didn't do anything. Like I'm the soup. I didn't make it. Someone actually needs to, like, remove my vocal cords the next time I just make up a random quote. That made no sense. I'm the soup. I didn't make it. But it's like, and I feel like it's even weirder when people are like genuinely take this, like, huge compliment. They're like, oh my goodness, thank you. Like, you didn't do anything. I guess, like, in some circumstances you could, like, put on, like, makeup to make you more conventionally beautiful or something. And then you could, like, take that compliment as complimenting your makeup skills. But, like, overall, like, being complimented for your physical appearance, like, is mostly things that you cannot control. Which is where I'm, like, kind of torn on, like, the whole Coachella outfit thing that I was ranting about earlier. Because, like, on one hand, like, I'm, like, not the biggest fan of, like, vanity and Instagram vanity and all that. But at the same time, like, outfits are very much, like, an expression of, like, a very, like, fun, like, personal expression. And I think out of all the things that are, like, beauty, fashion, all, like, related to that, I think that's, like, the most kind of, like, pure and genuine thing. Like, just showing your freaking style, my guy. Freaking opening up the tap and letting the drip pour. That made no sense. Okay, someone come schedule my vocal cord removal, please. Thanks. So that's why I'm kind of torn on the whole, like, me being bitter about Coachella. But at the same time, I feel like it's also kind of goofy if you're literally just wearing an outfit for an Instagram picture. It's like, no, if you... if you are going to have two butt cheeks hanging out like hamburger buns on a 4th of July... If you're going to have your hamburger buns hanging out like it's the 4th of July, you better be walking around that whole Coachella experience the 24 hours with them out. You can't be changing into sweatpants. No. I was going to say, I want to see you strutting. No, I don't want to see that, actually. But just be a little more genuine, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I have such a gross taste in my mouth, y'all. I ate so much food. I made the biggest lunch known to man for no reason today. I made two pieces of salmon. Then I was still hungry, so I ordered a whole Chipotle entree. I got three tacos, crispy shell, and it was like just cheese, sour cream, and tofu, which, ew, saying that out loud, like, actually brings so much shame to me. Then I ate a protein bar and made a whole smoothie, and that was, like, in the span of 2 hours. Why? Why did I do that? I don't know. Y'all, oh my gosh, I think I'm tripping. I can, like, see, like, how long I've been recording for on my iPad that I'm, like, recording the audio on, and I swear the timer went back 3 minutes. I swear it was at 27 minutes, and then it just went back to 24. I'm delusional. Y'all are listening to a delusional person, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. But no, overall, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for Coachella. I never thought I'd get the opportunity to go, and I never thought I would be able to go because of COVID. It got delayed so many times. I guess I could say who I'm excited for, give y'all a little list of who I plan to watch. I really want to see Billie live. I saw her in Australia randomly, and it was right after she released her, like, debut album. So this was, like, 2019, and she was really good. But I want to see her, like, playing her new album. That'll be really cool. I want to see Harry Styles. Duh. What is on my cheek? Duh, I want to see Harry Styles. And then some other artists. I really want to see Steve Lacy, Baby Keem, Brockhampton. I know everyone hates Brockhampton and they're canceled, but I was a stan for so long that I'm literally so devoted, and this is their last performance ever. They are literally breaking up as a group after Coachella. So, yeah, I'm going to be in that crowd. Sorry, sorry. And then I'm going to... Oh, sorry, Monty. I just, like, leaned on his paw. And then I'm going to sell my merch because it's kind of taking up room in my closet. I have, like, 4 Brockhampton shirts and, I think, pants. Why do I have Brockhampton pants? Joji, I really want to see. I've never seen him live. Phoebe Bridgers, need. I think Mitski's performing. So Mitski. And I know I'm missing some other people. I don't have it off the top of my head. Kanye West, he's headlining Sunday night, but I just saw him when he did a show with Drake. So if I miss that show, I won't be torn up. Like, what did Pitbull say? Been there, done that. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. I need to be careful, like, saying lyrics. I totally forgot that's a thing, but, like, YouTube can, like, you can get, like, copyright claimed for literally saying lyrics. And I crap you not, every time this happens on like, my main channel, it's because I say Shakira lyrics. Every other artist is so chill about you using their music. Like, you can, like, use, like, 2 or 3 seconds of a song, which I think is fairly new. Or, like, even just, like, say lyrics, and most of them will be okay. But Shakira and Megan Thee Stallion, that's the other one. Shakira and Megan Thee Stallion. Yes, I'm wearing pants. I know it just looked like I'm in, like, booty shorts. Listen, they're comfortable. Shakira and Megan Thee Stallion, I have beef with. Because they, I think I said WAP, like, I think I said, like, 3 words from the song WAP once, and the whole video got a copyright claim, and I had to mute that part of the video. Who does Megan Thee Stallion think she is? If it was Nicki Minaj, if it was Beyonce, I'd be like, understandable. Kind of sucks, but okay. I understand. Megan Thee Stallion, you've been making music for 3 years. Maybe longer. I don't know. It feels like 3 years. And I can't say the words to WAP without you taking all my coin. You are literally a multimillionaire. And that's my beef with Megan Thee Stallion. Shakira, understandable. You're Shakira. But what an episode this was. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast channel, y'all. We are so close to 100K subscribers, and I really want to get a plaque so that I can match with my Josh Richards plaque. Also, please rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Music, Spotify. That truly helps a ton. Puts a little warm smile on my face. I love reading your guys' reviews. And also, I feel like I don't say this enough, but thank you so much for sticking around with this podcast, watching every Wednesday. I love just sitting down with you guys. Feels like we're on FaceTime. I love it. I mean, this is what FaceTime feels like for all my friends, because I literally just talk for 30 minutes and then they have to go and I just talk the entire time. So you're basically getting the Ben of the Week FaceTime experience. I'll see you all next Wednesday and Sunday on my main channel. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Ben of the Week, and I'll talk to you later. Love y'all so much. Ben of the Week, it's true!